Support for this podcast comes from Compass Real Estate, where your home is our mission. Pairing the Bay Area's top agents with technology to make the home buying and selling experience smart and seamless. Search homes at compass.com or download the Compass mobile app.
From KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Along San Francisco Bay, walls, levees, and pumps remain the go-to defense against sea level rise. The key word here is defense. That's the traditional relationship between cities and water. Defend. But some Bay Area communities are trying another relationship. Embrace. That is, how to allow water in, not push it back. The new relationships imagine water moving onto land and people moving onto water. To explain this, here's KQED science reporter Molly Peterson.
Colma Creek trickles to life among ferns and green grass up on San Bruno Mountain. The mountain's foothills once tumbled almost directly into the bay. Years of landfill and urban development have pushed the mountain farther from the shore. And now the creek flows in a concrete channel past boxy warehouses and industrial parks just north of San Francisco International Airport. Here, I meet Ariel Cherbowski, a conservationist with San Bruno Mountain Watch.
Colma Creek had a really, really big salt marsh at its mouth that spread pretty good ways inland.
We can smell tidewater from the bay, salty and fresh, but the closest Cherbowski and I can get to it is by crouching in the nook of a low bridge while locked in gray 20 feet below is the creek.
People, we want to not be in contact with it, you know, putting it behind fences and no trespassing signs and kind of breaking that positive connection between people and water.
To solve the problems of sea level rise here, experts say that positive connection must be restored. Here's landscape architect Richard Mullane.
We can create walls that protect against 100-year storms, yeah? But then for 99 years and 50 weeks, like, do we really want to be 3 or 4 meters away from the shoreline? We don't.
Mullane says if you build a soccer field at the shoreline, it's okay if it floods. That shows people how to share land with water.
So we have to plan for extreme events and we have to plan for daily life.
In his shop front in South San Francisco, Mullane is watering plants that would thrive in a rebuilt shore. He and his firm Hassel are working to connect people here to their waterfront. On a Saturday last month, the Casillas family wanders in for a closer look. Brisa, her husband Danny, and son Cruz. Maps show them where the bay will rise, and Brisa realizes their nearby home and jobs are awash in blue within a few decades. It feels like the water is coming for them.
What can we do? We live here and we have two other daughters too, like it is a concern.
Her husband Danny never realized flooding had anything to do with rising seas, but it happened to him here 15 years ago.
It was flooded down going to the freeway, so I couldn't even get to school in San Mateo. Yeah, I remember it was a nightmare, just cars all lined up on the street.
Those high waters were a warning. More often now, big rains and big tides will spill over the channelized creek into the streets. Mullane argues the solution is more green and less concrete.
We need to slow down water is the first principle.
Make a wider, softer creek bottom that can absorb wave energy. Add plenty of trees and native plants to sop up water.
And then once we slow down that water, we need to have space for it whilst we wait for rising tides to reduce and we can discharge that water.
It's not just Colma Creek. Mullane says the whole bay shares these problems. 80% of historic marshes here are gone. We've added landfill and built right up to the shoreline. Too much gray and not enough green.
To be honest, I haven't come across an area in the world that's as vulnerable as the Bay Area. There's just so much low-lying land that's impacted by even small amounts of sea level rise.
Rebuilding a soft landscape that can live with water again can help the whole shoreline cope with change, which is why Bay Area voters passed Measure AA 2 years ago to bring marshes back.
They are remarkable things, both for the ecosystem and for flood protection.
San Mateo County Supervisor Dave Pine chairs the authority that hands out Measure AA funds. 22 sites applied for the first restoration grants. 9 projects will get started.
If we don't get it started, many of the opportunities will be lost because of the rising bay. There's a big gap between the need and the funds.
And that gap is scary, especially for people where housing is a problem. For them, more marshlands aren't enough of an answer. They live on the lowest lands you can find and make some of the smallest salaries in Marin County. Yacht clubs share the San Rafael Canal with working-class housing. On the south side, a squat, crowded apartment complex juts out, surrounded on 3 sides by blue water. Douglas Mundo with the group Shore Up Marin says little stands between tenants here and a bay already swelling with tides and storms.
It would be very expensive to really build something or improve something like this big in a community to protect the families from sea level rise.
Plus, there's no money for that yet. Urban designers suggest pulling back from the mudflats and putting taller buildings on higher ground. But in East San Rafael, income is one-third of the county's average. Maria Sanchez, a single mother who works as a cleaner, worries new housing won't be affordable.
It is going to affect me a lot, 100%. It's going to affect me a lot, because if I already work 7 days to survive, I don't know what I'm going to do. I hadn't thought of Plan B.
Sea level rise reveals the problems we've neglected to solve in the way we use land and the way we share it with water. Problems like too much concrete and too few places to live. And in the East Bay, one of those problems is sneaking up through the soil.
And we're standing on sand. You can hear the grain of it.
UC Berkeley urban ecologist Christina Hill is at the Martin Luther King shoreline, not far from the Oakland Coliseum. Yellow gum plant and white clover bloom nearby. It's beautiful, but under our feet and across East Oakland, groundwater is rising as the bay does. It lifts industrial pollution up through soil and mud.
We can't pump and just build walls to keep it out.
Because contamination wouldn't recognize a line. It's rising up in the city and it's rising up along the shoreline. Hill's idea is to dig it out, treat the soil, and use it to shape a ring of marsh and tidal lands between Oakland and Alameda. And then, if you can believe it, she'd let people live there.
Part of why I recommend that we live with water is that we would see the world around us changing. If you don't see it, you really don't get it.
Besides, she says, we've changed the bay before.
And there's no reason why we shouldn't keep changing things. Just we need to do it in a way that we learn from our past mistakes.
She says building a better relationship with a rising bay isn't optional. It's our survival. I'm Molly Peterson, KQED News.